Good morning, Patriots. All right, so we're going to just kick this off. We got lots of stuff to cover. We got public service announcements, which we have to do up front. We got the meat of the story, which we have to do. What's our top public service announcement today? It's a selfish one, and one I'm very proud to share. Number one is that the website is active, live. It's live. It's www.bardsfm.com. Bardsfm.com. It's up and it's going, and I think it looks really good. It's clean, easy to navigate, and it's just going to get a lot more stuff coming. And, oh, that's right. There's this thing called Bards Fest. I don't know if you heard about it. It's a little thing, and it's this deal with tickets that are going on sale in an hour and 46 minutes. That's right. Tickets go on sale for Bards Fest. Woohoo! And that's just one venue. We've got two venues. I'm working on the second venue to get those tickets up very soon. Hopefully today, but we'll see how all that comes together. So we'll take a look at it. Very exciting. Very, very exciting. So that's the first top of the news, right? Next top of the news is Mike Lindell. Breaking. Mike Lindell stands up for the country, the only CEO that does so. That's sort of breaking news. And that means that we need to get over there and support Mike Lindell. And how are you going to support Mike Lindell? How are you going to support MyPillow? You're not going to send him a donation. No. What you do is you go over there and you use this code called BARDS, B-A-R-D-S. That's the same place you're on right here. It's a little clue. BARDS FM, take away the FM. It's BARDS, and that's what you got. And you go over there and you support him. And he's going to need our support because he's like waging war against Dominion. That's like putting his head in the pit of the devil's den. So get on over there and get some great product. Sheets, comforters, blankets, pillows, pillowcases, doggy beds. I think they even have pajamas these days. I saw that the other day. I was like, what? We got some My Pajamas? You can't have My Pajamas. But you can get some My Pajamas. They have mattresses, too. All sorts of stuff. I mean, it's like a one-stop Bed Bath & Beyond with one big difference. Like a big one. They love this country, unlike Bed Bath & Beyond. The CEO has God in his heart, Christ in his heart, and Christ in his life. That's another thing. And it's just all sorts of stuff. So get on over there and support MyPillow.com with the promo code BARDS, B-A-R-D-S. You can also get on over there and you can 800-975-2939, 800-975-2939, and talk to a real person. Use the BARDS code again, and you get great savings, and then you can tell them, when you talk to him, like, the greatest podcast on the web is where I heard about you, Bards FM. Number three for public service announcements, Dr. Tenpenny is running her program again, her live stream program on 20 Mechanisms of Injury webinar. And you can register for that on her site, drtenpenny.com. She is a huge part of Bards Fest, too, okay? I can't tell you all the stuff that she's been doing to help with Bards Fest. It's amazing, and she will continue to. Big, big part of the engine. We have some amazing people that have come together just to be part of this. So you can head on over there to Dr. Tenpenny's site, and you can register for her 20 Mechanisms of Injury webinar, which I think is just, it's just an amazing amount of knowledge that she's amassed and put together for us all to learn and to be informed. And a part of this wave of attack that's coming is not going to be as much saving people as it is breaking the media's narrative. And that's what's going to save more people. In order to break the media's narrative, we have to be well-informed and understand how this thing works. And she has the well-laid-out process of how it happens. So I would encourage you to get over there and sign up for that webinar. It's next Saturday, I believe. Yeah, that's right. Saturday, July 10th, live webinar with her. I think you'll enjoy it. Plus, you get a copy of her book and you get a copy of the webinar to review for later. Good deal. So remember, tickets go on sale here shortly. We're going to hit that at the end, but I want to kind of cut into the meat of this today. BarsFest is a big deal, and you're going to hear me talking about it a lot. We're going to set up a YouTube chat here. We've got the people. It's 200,000 people or thereabouts. I think we've lost a few thousand because there's no content these days since YouTube tried to nuke us like 3, 4, 5, 10, 16, 20, 20,000 times, something like that. Nothing small. So when you head on over to, and I will let you know, I was hoping to get it done last night, but I will try to get it done tonight. And we're going to be running two chat live streams a day on YouTube with music and with other kind of interruptions from me saying, buy your tickets at Bard's Fest or things like, go get your support to MyPillow, you know, sort of. And I it'll be kind of like the subliminal advertising. You'll hear me in the background. You'll be hearing this really cool music and you'll be hearing my voice going, buy my pillow, buy my pillow, go to Bard's Fest, go to Bard's Fest. And I think I'll do that all through the whole thing, and people will be like, man, why is it? I don't understand, man. I've been like, all of a sudden I get off of Bard's site and I go over and I buy like hundreds of pillows. I don't know why I've got, UPS has been delivering all day long and all week and all these my pillows are coming. Just me. Anyway. No, but we will be setting up a live chat over there. I mean, could you imagine if we got hit with a bunch of liberals over there on YouTube and they're all like crashing the site and then all of a sudden they're like, I don't know what happened, man. I left Bard's Fest. I came in there angry and I walked away and all of a sudden I'm carrying a Bible and I'm buying my pillows. That'd be awesome, wouldn't it? All because of the buy my pillow, love Jesus. Buy my pillow, love Jesus. Go to Bard's Fest. Do that all day. I'd love it. I think that'd be awesome. I might have to try it. There's a real study I used once. It's true. It was Israeli Mossad put flags. They took Israeli flags and they put them in the back of videos subtly every 22 seconds, as I recall. And they showed them to the Palestinians. Oh, man, I'll tell you, these people. And they ended up swinging the election outcome by 30% in favor of Israel. How's that one? Crazy, huh? Maybe we'll do the same. We'll start putting Bard's logos behind everything, and people will see it, and they're like, I'm a liberal, but I want to go to Bard's Fest and be saved. I'm a liberal, and I want to own my pillow stock. You can just see it happening. It'd be great. Change the world through little Bard's flags. But anyway, we're going to get that going on YouTube. That'll be good for everybody. And that'll be twice a day. And we're going to revive over on YouTube side, because we can do it there. We're going to start reviving the prayer and worship at 1:11 in the afternoon. So we're going to have that show will run separately. And the first one will probably, it might come out tonight. It will come out this weekend, but I have a lot of work to do because I've got to set up a different computer station to run it differently. And of course, YouTube loves me so much, I can't pre-post shows anymore. I can't, it's so dumb. I can't even get into all the ridiculous. They're like, you've been a bad boy. What did I do? You put Dr. Lee Merritt on and she told the truth. We're going to suspend you and take away all your rights. It's like, oh, okay. Why did I get suspended? Because you violated the medical community rules. But it was Dr. Lee Merritt. Yes, I know. You violated the medical community rules. Oh, okay. Because the WHO is God, of course we know. What a bunch of retards. But there's still people to reach, and we have to reach them. So we will find a way around, and we will prevail. Give some beautiful music, give some great visuals, have people hang out on chat, and you can talk all you want. Our mods, a few of our mods, or all of our mods will be over there as well, saying, hello, people, how's it going? Keeping it all clean, keeping it all good, keeping it all God-centric. That's what we want to do. And Bard's Fest, don't forget, it's big. It's a big deal. I'll hit you on the end of that and remind you. And then, by the way, the shows from, it got so busy last night. I just realized, and I was working on it just before the show, I didn't even post the Dr. Lee Merritt interview from last night. It'll be up. I mean, I have it up on the editing the workstation, and it'll be up here within about 10 minutes of the show going down. And then I've got last night's show again and the previous show and this show. There's like four shows that are going to hit you. Bam, 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 bam. So you can download them and you can put them in that treasure chest. You keep all those special Bard's FM shows in that place where you, when you're on a dreary day, you're like, what should I do? Oh, I'll go back and listen to one of the 798 shows that Bards has done. Boy, I tell you. Oh, whatever. Whatever you do. I'm happy. I love you as you're here. It's fantastic. And it's Friday, and our tickets are going on sale, and I'm excited. And that's good because we've been working so hard to get to this point. And we have such a great team. Man, I'm telling you, our mods, our leadership team, it's just wonderful. We're blessed. And we have, but you know what's seriously, in all seriousness, and I'm not just saying this, but you know the best part of all of this team are the amazing Patriots that come to this channel. Do you realize that on March 16th in 2020, I started and opened this channel on Podbean? At that time, I had somewhere around 30,000, I think, on YouTube, okay? Now, I have not advertised this at all. We've just done our shows every day diligently. When we got to November, we had, so there was zero, it was at a zero start. I didn't advertise because I don't know if you know some of the tricks, but people go out and they buy followers. This is one of the great ones. So they buy followers, and so you pay a fee, like say $10,000, and all of a sudden you've got 10,000 followers, and people are like, 10,000 people, whoa, I got to get over to that channel. It's all psychology. And all it is a bunch of paid-for bots, right? So that's how they swing people. The Joseph Kony video, does anybody remember that a few years ago under Obama when they had this big deal about Africa and like, oh, the children are being used in warfare and they're being used as soldiers. And they do this guy that does this heartfelt video. Emotional. It was kind of a weird video the way it was shot because you never really see his face, right? And I'm not telling you there isn't truth to the Joseph Kony story, but there wasn't the truth that they showed because that video came out and you're like, whoa, what's going on, man? Like, how did that video go from zero to 80 million views in about 10 days? Well, because they created a bot engine and they were buying and generating hits on that account and they drove it up. Of course, then it gave the media the excuse to make it go viral globally on all their channels. Look at the Joseph Kony video. And everybody starts talking about Africa. The minute the media starts talking about something altogether, it gets suspicious. The next thing we know, Congress is passing a law to send special forces into Central Africa to go hunt down this dude. But what they didn't tell you is that the CIA needed to do a bunch of dirty work down there. And, oh, yeah, that was part of their cover. And, oh, there's this other thing called coltan. It's a little tiny mineral that they used in the tech industry. And they were losing control over some of the mines down there, and they needed to get control of the mines. So, yeah, that was a good excuse to go in and schwack a bunch of warlords and give control back to the tech companies. And all the while, the American public's going, go get them, boys. Go save the children. Complete shite show. I mean, it was completely made up. And everybody got just hook, line, and sinker right there. Like, oh, the heartthrobs, the children, as they use that ploy to get everybody to get behind the deception, get the letters going to Congress. It's amazing. They can motivate people to get Congress to go send our boys to kill people. But when we tell people to get on your phone and start calling your congressman to start doing their job, they're like, oh, they're dirty. I won't get involved. But then all of a sudden, you're like something like this. You're like, if you don't get involved, how are you going to fix it? Well, they're never going to fix anything. And yet you do a children's video and they're like, I'm going to call my congressman. I'm going to let him know what I'm going to do. It's like, yeah, but they're the same guys you just said a minute ago that you won't do anything. It doesn't matter. They need to hear from me. We need to get our boys out there. We need to go schwack some guys. You're sending our boys in harm's way. That's what they're there for. They're going to go protect America. And if they die, that's part of their duty. I mean, that's the sort of stupid logic that keeps floating around our culture. And we really have to stop it. And the only way we're going to stop it is for us to get reason and to get faith back in our hearts, which means we got to reset this nation back on what? The foundation of God. Deception, Patriots, is probably one of the biggest challenges that we face going forward. And it's one of the biggest things that we have to really put together and understand how to dissect and get a handle on just how big it is. The primary deception right now this entire primary deception right now is built around a fake pandemic. And that deception, sadly, has left us to a point where humanity is literally on the cusp. And I don't mean that in a light way. And when we follow through with their plan, and this is what's been really bugging me a lot lately, and I'm asking myself a simple question. Whose plan are we following? God's plan or their plan? So let's step back for a minute and let's detach ourselves from all the science. I mean, I'm not talking about the temples of Fauci science. I'm talking about the real science, the science that's doing their research and is pointing to the threat to humanity, which is all there and very real. Okay. And just to kind of add to that, that science is solving the problem. One of the solutions to vax injury now is starting to appear is also ivermectin. There are some early studies indicating that ivermectin may in fact be able to offset or undo some of this vax damage. I don't think it's 100% cure, but it definitely is indicating to having some huge improvements in the issues of controlling the effects of the spike protein. And right on schedule, they are working worldwide to shut down ivermectin. They just announced, the WHO celebrated, in fact, that they got India to stop using ivermectin and got them back on the injection route to poison their entire population. And now, in other reports coming out, doctors are now being restricted here in the United States by having to provide an exact code of why they're prescribing ivermectin, not by the federal agencies, but by corporations, meaning that if they list COVID or they release anything related to COVID as a reason for prescribing ivermectin, they're now telling pharmacists that they can't do it. There are some amazing things coming out in terms of solutions and cures. Ideas that are starting to percolate. Gifts that are being given, which I think are being given by God, frankly. But let me start with something here. Let's not get into that's the mechanical part, okay? And I have no doubt that as we pray and as we listen to God and we put our faith in Christ, that we're going to be able to find our way through this on many levels. But I think that's central to all of this. And it goes back to my question, whose narrative are we following? Whose script are we following? What it seems to me is we're walking into a trap. And I'm going to talk about this today in a little bit outside of, you know, the direct linkage to the Federalist Papers, which we've been doing. I just want to kind of give a perspective today on where I think we've missed it, all of us, and where we need to get back on this path, the right one. And it all centers itself on the principle of the faith in a mustard seed. As you know very well, the way that I see that, I've talked about this many times, I see us as being quantum souls. And I think that's why they fear us so much. If you're a quantum soul, that means that realities are what you choose realities to be. In a simple sense of quantum, all realities, all possibilities exist within a single moment. So there's an infinite number of realities that exist within a single moment. But as in quantum, when the minute you identify one of those realities, that's what you see. So here's it's very simple in the concept of this. If I'm looking away, I have all realities sitting on the table. And as long as I don't look at the realities, all those realities exist. But the minute that I turn and I put my eye on one of those realities, that's the reality that manifests before me. That's essentially, in a very simple sense, part of quantum realities, quantum science, quantum physics, okay? And I know it sounds a little bizarre, but it's important for this concept. Now, we have been told that a faith of a mustard seed will move a mountain from here to there. And I think that we think very typically like teleportation, like, oh, if I think on it, I'll move that mountain. Now I want you to think differently. I want you to think about realities. In this reality in which we live, we look and we see before us a mountain that is here. In the reality that I wish to live, I see the mountain there, and that's the reality that manifests. Not just it manifests, it becomes. That's a different term. Because why? God created all reality simultaneously in one space. We're choosing the reality we live in. That's the power of being a quantum soul. But here's the problem. And the problem is that we live in a space where we let them, through media, through dictation, through telling us how to think, telling us what we are, we let them dictate the reality that we're in. And the more that they want us to be in this reality, the more they pile on top of us. And they get us so consumed with our fear, with our anxieties, with our hatred, with our anger, that the only possible reality that can exist is the reality that we are in and right before us. And what happens? We get trapped. Now, as we exist here, Christ came, sacrificed himself, but the critical piece is through Christ to the Father. Believe in me and I will set you free. It is through me that you will be set free to the kingdom of heaven. Okay. Well, he's through our belief in Christ and that power of believing in Christ, we are now able to move through this very controlled, contained, and imprisoned reality to the infinite possibilities of living within the realm of heaven and God. It's not a difficult piece here, but it is difficult to break free. And this is why I've said many times that Christ is the keystone. You put Christ in your heart, it distinguishes our faith from everybody else in the world. Because it is through Christ to the Father. When you live in these other worlds, and I know this gets a little delicate for some, but I don't, this is like, okay, this is Friday, so if I step on your toes, go get some steel toes next time so I don't crush them. But in truth, when we look at the world of faiths and quote-unquote religions, I don't really like religion because religion has got such a bad connotation. Our belief in Christ is pure and connected to God through Christ to the Father. It is the channel that we leave. And so you have all this nonsense being spread around Christianity. And of course, those that have taken control of the churches have done everything they can to turn this religion, turn this faith, this glorified belief in Christ into a religion of and an instrument of war and suppression and all this other stuff. So the teachings have just gone out the window. Okay. And by doing so, they've used Christianity along with, and they've pitted other faiths and religions against each other, so we all hate each other. But here's how I see this. I look across the world, and I've studied a lot of faiths and religions across the spectrum, and what's always interesting to me is when you come back to Christianity is the lack of interest on the physical, that we see this as a passing time, because we know that we're through our belief and commitment through Christ, we ascend out of this world. So in that sense, we are not of this world. We are here in this world. We are experiencing the physical. And as we experience the physical, we gain the experience through our love in Christ to ascend. Beautiful concept. But it also means that nothing around us should touch us. And yet everything around us does. Because that simple concept of through Christ to the Father always gets lost within the mix of you're going to die. There's some sort of new fear. There's a new enemy at your door. You need a new car, you need to get a new loan for your house, you need to get a job that pays you more, and you need to get nicer clothes and whatever else. I mean, it's just your kids need to go to a more expensive school. I mean, it just I could list on and on and on and on the things. So we get totally lost in this constructed cultures of materialism and hooks and chains, and we do it to ourselves. That's the beauty of it for those in rule. Because God gave us all free will to decide whether we want to come back to him or not. And in the process, we said, oh, yeah, we're here, but I got to go over here to the store first. And in the minute we do that, boom, we get hooked. When you look across the spectrum of the other faiths, most of those other faiths believe in some form of, I said most, not all, most of those other faiths believe in some form of reincarnation. And of course, in Christian faith, we're like, reincarnation doesn't happen, it's all wrong. I'm going to tell you, I believe it does happen, but not within our faith in Christ. So this is why we go here. I believe that the other religions are based, faiths and whatever, are based on the beliefs of the fallen. And once you give yourself to that, I think you get caught, this is me, I think you get caught in some sort of an OODA loop. Like you are literally getting recycled. You say, oh, I'm gonna ascend, but everything is based on the individual ascending to become God, which is a false God. It's a false worship. And I think you just get caught in this dishwasher cycle of whatever this world is and whatever the fallen is. And I think you just kind of get regurgitated and spun around over and over and over. When you step into that place of through Christ to the Father and you accept Christ in your heart, you're truly remade and you're brought back to the perfection of Him. And in doing so, you are now on the pathway out, the only pathway out, mind you. You're never going to get out in the other way. You'll be told you are. If you meditate long enough, you will ascend. Only a few will do so. But if you die, you will come back and you will live this life again and you will do it again. It's like, I don't want to keep doing this thing over and over, meditating with my legs crossed. Come on, man. And that's exactly opposite of what God teaches anyway. So that is, which is, be active in your faith. It's not just walking around, you know, like, what? And I have to tell you, I ask this a lot, and it just probably offends people, but it's like, okay, I got all these Tibetan monks up there, and you guys are all living in a monastery on top of the mountain, and you're all doing this great stuff, but what are you doing in the world? Okay, I'm really serious. It's like, where's your faith in the world? So we have an amazing walk that we're on because Christ gave us the key. He is the ticket. He is the golden ticket. You put Christ in your life and zoom. But that doesn't mean it doesn't come easy. And that's the part when I think people forget is that it's like, well, I've got salvation in me and everything is good. It's like, no, it isn't just good. And this is where I differ from many because I'm like, I don't care if you have been saved or not. If you don't commit to that walk and do the deeds of your faith and as God asks you to live, it isn't, I don't think you get the free ticket. I don't know what you get. I don't know. I'm not telling you God doesn't love you. But it's not just enough to go, oh, thank you very much. I got Christ in my heart. Y'all, see ya. I'm going down to the bar. Then I'll see you next Sunday because I'll be back in here and you will save me again. That's not the way it works. We have to be using our gifts and talents for the betterment of humanity and living through God as God wants us to, and to walking that place and then walking with Christ in our heart each and every day to do the good things in this world. And when we start to put it in that context, we start to see the lens of loving thy enemy. Because it's not about us. It's about our armor. It's about God's weapon in war. It's about breaking the will of evil. Because evil can't defend against good. It can try to give good pain. It can try to torture good in many, many different forms. It can try to break the will of good. But if you have Christ in your heart, there is never a deviation. Because even in the worst of moments, as Christ demonstrated to us, even in the worst of moments, nailed to a cross, even then there is forgiveness. Okay, so now let's go back to the script that we're currently running under. And what's that script? The script is we're all going to die. That the cabal's in charge and that they've got control of the drug chains. They've got control of the manufacturing of medicines. They have control of your life now. They're taking it away. They're getting people injected. And pretty soon the neighbors are going to come knocking on the door and narking on you and telling the injection police to come get you. All that's the narrative, and we are all buying into it. And I put myself in that bucket to a certain degree, okay? So I'm not excluding anybody. I'm not sitting on a high horse or some sitting on top of a pulpit trying to say, you are wrong. We are all doing it. And we all need to stop. Every one of us. This is their narrative. It is not God's narrative. It is their narrative. So what do we want? Do we want to walk in that path of Christ? Do we want to see the healing of the world? Do we want to see the power of God in this place? Or do we want to see the rise of the cabal? I am not of this world, for Christ lives within me, and I've been remade through Christ. So what does that mean? That means that if I am going to live within their world and accept their narrative, I am no longer walking in the path of Christ. That's what it means. It's that simple. We got to let go of all this nonsense that they're putting in our head. And I'm not condemning anybody on the good side that's saying this is what's going to happen, because we have to understand the consequences if we don't follow this, if we continue to follow that path. And those consequences have been so well detailed through some God-loving people. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Larry Pilevsky, Dr. Lee Merritt, Dr. Gary Madej, Dr. Christian Northrup. They have all been detailed very clearly of what is going to happen if we continue to go down this path. And there's the thing. If we continue to go down this path. So we are mechanically thinking, okay, well, guess what? My mechanical thinking is, well, I'm part of the few that didn't take the injection, so I'm going to be safe. That is not God's way. It's not God's way at all. Because God doesn't choose a few to let the others die. And I understand that that may happen, okay, got it. But we as the remnant have to put our focus on the love of life and our trust in God and our love in Christ and walk purely in there and in that pure trust in Him. Understand that that walk that we're doing, living His way, is what is needed to heal this world. And that's the critical piece. Look, I have been under no illusion that there's going to be people and are people suffering severe consequences of this injection. And that may be their price to pay for having walked away from God. That is not me to choose. That is not me to judge. Other than it was a stupid decision to walk away from God. That's my little piece, which I'm always going to say. I'd say it in front of God. You're like, did you say people are stupid? I did. I said that they were stupid to walk away from you. I'd probably get smacked, but that's okay. I'll take it. But the deal is that we can't just follow their narrative. Their narrative, they are pulling us down into, patriots. And their narrative is the country is over. And you have lost. And we own you now through the injection. We're going to kill 40, 50% of you, 70% if we get our way. And we're going to send out more and more contact teams to make sure that we get more and more people persuaded to take this injection. But you notice they're not forcing it. They're doing everything they can to persuade people. And so what narrative do we want the outcome to be? And that's where all this comes down to. What is it that we want? And if we are walking in that place with Christ in our heart, then obviously what we want is we want the God's children to all be reunited and to come home. You know, there's a parable, and I'm paraphrasing it, so bear with me, but there's the parable of the father with the two sons. And one son is dutiful to the father and works the lands, and the other son takes his inheritance and he goes off and he wastes it. And he goes out and he gets thrown in jail, in prison. And finally he comes home. And the father runs, and he's concerned. He comes home and says, you know, I'll be basically your slave for what I've done. And the father embraces him. And he says, you know, slaughter a goat or whatever they have. Let's have a feast. Let's celebrate the return of my son. And the older son is pissed. He's like, I want nothing to do with this. I have been here with you the whole time. And the father is just so calm. He's like, yes, you have been with me. You are always mine. You've had everything. You see, our role isn't about their choice. It is their choice. It is their burden. It is theirs to hold. Our mission is to help them come home. And it's our choice to walk. If we walk in that other side, it is their narrative, the narrative of hate, anger, whatever. But on our side, our mission is different if we're going to walk this path. And that path is looking across the way going, look, that's your choice, but we're not praying for that. And when you decide to come home, we're going to embrace you. And in doing so, we're going to work in this place of praying and forgiving and putting forgiveness in our heart. But it not just like, okay, I'm sorry you took the shot, forgiveness. I'm talking about the forgiveness of a nation. I'm talking about walking in that place of an open heart and a joy walking in Christ. It's letting go of the burdens that they put on us. That's another part of forgiveness. You can't carry their choices with you. And we can't continue to walk in the story narrative that the elite wants us want us to believe. The elite want us to believe that the end is nigh. There's no way out of it. It's here. If we let that happen, that is exactly where we will be, and it will not be in God's control because it will be our choice. If there's one thing that has been absolutely established, God gave us free will to choose to come home or to choose to walk away from him. Either way, if we walk into their narrative, we are walking away from God. Because we are giving up on faith. We are giving up on trust in him. We are giving up on the power of the healing of the blood of Christ. If we all put our focus on healing, on the strength of prayer, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'll tell you what, it can't be bad. But I do believe that we can heal this nation and we can heal this world. And I think if we put our heart and our prayers to that, we would see something incredible happen. That at the end, right at the moment where the cabal thinks it has the clutches on us all, they're going to sink the world and laugh and mock God. It's stolen from them, not because God came down and smacked them with a sword, but through us and through our prayers, God awoke his children and had them come home and allowed them to be healed. So that we can be reunited again. Our greatest healing is not of the body, it's of the soul. And when we heal the soul, unlimited things are possible. Patriots, we are a quantum soul. And I mean that in the most glorious way. It's one of the strange places where real science, true science, and faith meet. And if you understand people in the quantum realm that have studied this as science, it's amazing that they're coming to God. All things are possible in the quantum space. It's a matter of the realities in which we choose to be in. I choose to be in a world where we are going to heal and defeat this evil. And there's many versions of that reality. But if we put our focus on that place of truly uniting and healing this world. That means prayers. That means commitment to that walk. It means being unaffected by the nonsense of this cabal. These nasty people, they will, if they could pipe stuff in your dreams, they would. And by the way, that's what they want to do with this injection. They want to get hold of your thoughts and dreams. So let's get real. Let's start being who we are intended to be, not who they're telling us to be. Let's put our trust back in God. Let's let God lead us to the glory of who we are. Let's let Christ and the walking in the body of Christ show us the greatness of who we are. And let's disconnect, unplug from the nasty narrative of the cabal. Because if we continue down that path and we let those realities become realities, we own that, not them. They just gave us the choice, and we choose to believe their lies. I choose not to believe their lies. I choose to believe the truth in God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all the blessings bestowed upon us. We thank you for the power gifted within us. We thank you for an awakening at a level that we've never imagined. Start to realize the true sense of who we are. Lord, it's an unknown path ahead of us. But what we know is through prayer and through our love of Christ, if we trust in that path and truly trust in you, those doors will be opened. So let us open those doors, Lord. Let us accept the gifts that are offered. Let us trust in you as intended. And let us walk with a peaceful heart in this world, not burdened by the narratives that are pumped into our thoughts and the stories that they want us to believe of death and destruction, which is all they have, but instead to put our love and our hope and our trust and our faith in the actions that manifest the realities that of your love, of the walk in Christ and the walk in the body of Christ. Let us lean in to the world in which we want, not the world in which they want. Let us choose you, Lord. And in so doing, choose me, choose us, send me, send us. And we say these things in Christ Jesus' holy name. Amen. Got some work to do, Patriots. One thing to remember, the one person that hears you more than anybody, I think even more than God sometimes, and I don't mean that in any negative way, but I will guarantee you, everything you say, you hear yourself as much or more than God. And the only reason I would say more is because once we get that in our head, we have this lovely method of cycling through negative in our head. We have to start speaking into the world, singing him into the world, speaking God's word into the world, and bringing about the powerful choices that we have before us. We are quantum souls. Let us start really understanding what that means. We are shaping reality as we go. We can change this. We can transform this. We can become whatever we want this to be, as long as we don't listen to them. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into the fight. Prayers, Patriots, have to be focused and disciplined. Focus on the world that we want, not the world that they want. God is with us. He'll never forsake us. And in the end, God will always win. Have a very blessed day. I'll see you tonight for Bards FM. I think we're going to talk more about Bards Fest tonight and other things. Have a nice week closeout. In fact, we'll see what else. Maybe we'll even do a little Q&A. We'll see how that goes. All right, Patriots. Again, tonight or whenever I see you next, until then or until the next time, God bless, thank you, and have a blessed day. Out for now.
We shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe to assure the survival and the success of liberty.
Every thoughtful citizen who despairs of war and wishes to bring peace should begin by looking inward, by examining his own attitude towards the possibilities of peace. Too many of us think it is impossible. Too many think it is unreal. But that is a dangerous, defeatist belief. It leads to the conclusion that war is inevitable, that mankind is doomed, that we are gripped by forces we cannot control. We need not accept that view. Our problems are man-made, therefore they can be solved by man, and man can be as big as he wants. No problem of human destiny is beyond human beings. Man's reason and spirit have often solved the seemingly unsolvable, and we believe they can do it again. Surely the opening vistas of space promise high costs and hardships, as well as high reward. So it is not surprising that some would have us stay where we are a little longer, to rest, to wait. But this city of Houston, this state of Texas, this country of the United States was not built by those who waited and rested and wished to look behind them. This country was conquered by those who move forward, and so will space. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Has waited thousands of years to show its face. It has only one intent, to destroy God's light and to enslave. It has no scruples. It has no rules but one, to win at any cost. But we will never bow, for we are the remnant that will hold the line. This is war. We fight. We push, we climb, we never give in, we become the nightmare that evil didn't know could exist. We pray, we stand, we live by the words, in God we trust, we fear nothing, we are the light that can never be extinguished. We are patriots. We are the digital army that will help deliver God's wrath.